To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
You know, David, since I've discovered your pure attitude, that is my skincare basic. I honestly cannot live without it. It's fantastic. But let's talk about some other skincare basics, and you got to throw that one in as well.
I appreciate it, and I got to tell you, you know, I worked hard to develop a line that includes the skin essentials people can't live without, but it's more important of how to use it and what to do and what not to do. And one of the items in the skin essentials kit from Pure Attitude, as you're familiar with, but I don't care whose skincare line you use, I don't care what your skincare regimen is, every morning, every night, you want to cleanse your skin. I even say cleanse and exfoliate. A light exfoliator get rid of the dead skin cells and unclog the pores, but more importantly is to cleanse your face, get rid of the dirt, get rid of the impurities, and don't ever go to bed with makeup on. I speak with so many ladies that tell me, oh, just now and then I'm so tired I can't help it, but no. That makeup will clog pores. That makeup will help create adult acne. It'll help dry out your skin. It's going to create all kinds of skin problems, so you have to remove it every night. So if you're going to wear makeup, remove it. So whether you remove it with your makeup or cleanser or get a makeup remover, never go to bed with makeup on. The other thing is wash with warm water. So you splash your face with warm water, use a circular motion to apply the cleanser, and what that's going to do is make sure you don't miss a spot because these circles are overlapping as you go. Get your neck all, so most people want to cleanse their face real quick and rinse away where they think the makeup is. No, get all the way from the neck, work your way up, work your way all the way around your cheeks and all the way up around your eyes and your forehead, and clean your entire face. Get rid of the dead skin cells, get rid of the dirt, get rid of the makeup, and rinse away, and again, use warm water because we don't want to open the pores up too much and irritate the skin. The other is use a soap-free cleanser. And so while I'm focusing on cleansers, this is a critical step that so many people just overlook or take for granted. Do not use soap to cleanse your face. Soap, a bar of soap especially, has a high pH. That's what causes the chemical reaction to make it a bar. That high pH disrupts your skin, and it disrupts the skin's normal production process where it will actually heal itself. So you want a soap-free cleanser. These are critical things so you don't ruin your skin.
Now, when you developed your Pure Attitude cleanser, you use it's a rice. Talk to us about that. Now, that's the exfoliant, mm-hmm. and obviously it doesn't have any soap, but what does it have? Talk to us about that and what you have in there is so key.
The key is there are other cleansing agents that are soap-free. Soap has a definition, and soap is actually very drying to the skin as a high pH. What I tried to do is, the biggest thing I did, is eliminated water. If you look at any product, the first ingredient they have is water. Water actually is diluting what you're spending your hard-earned dollars on. There are better ways to hydrate your skin. Your body doesn't use the water. We say drink a lot to hydrate your skin, but your body uses hyaluronic acid to bind the moisture to the skin. That is what actually works. So that's the core of my cleanser. I added to it small grains of rice that'll be gentle enough to exfoliate the dead skin cells without irritating the skin. So it's gentle enough for daily use. So there are other cleansers out there. The key is to find one that will exfoliate, be gentle, and won't disrupt the skin. Now I'm going to jump to the next one everybody asked me on is, should I use a toner? Now, I'm going to tell you that, to me, that's a trick of the trade. It is an inexpensive product to make. Women use it, and they spend a fortune on them. You do not need a toner. You do not need it. I've heard stories, if you take a cotton ball and wipe your skin, you'll see all the dirt it removes. Well, that just means you didn't clean your skin correctly. So if you cleaned it right, there wouldn't be dirt on that cotton ball. Number two, it doesn't need to reset the skin pH if you use the proper product. So again, toners are not necessary.
Okay, you just answered. You are so good. You just answered my question before I could ask. I was going to ask, I thought it had to do with resetting the skin's pH.
Your skin, most products contain an ingredient that disrupts your skin's pH. So our industry probably introduced them to help offset the damage it was causing. So if a product is formulated properly, it does not disrupt your pH. It was a whole other segment on its own, many segments I could talk to you about it. But you want to have a product that works synergistically with the skin and doesn't dry it out and doesn't disrupt the skin pH. There is no need for a toner if you have a properly formulated product. Now, I'm going to tell you the next step. Before we moisturize, our serums. Serums you've heard about, and as you're in your 20s, you may or may not use them. But if you want to protect your youthful skin, if you want to fight certain signs of acne and some of the light case of acne or having cases, if you are older and want to firm up the skin, these are targeted solutions with potent levels of active ingredients that target specific needs. So there are so many to pick from. You know, in my Pure Attitude line, I've got a wild durian, I've got an oxygen, I've got the fountain of youth, you know, we've got instant results. Pick what your needs are, and it'll boost the benefit of any skincare regimen. So serums go underneath your moisturizer. A couple drops of these potent ingredients will absorb into the skin quickly if they're formulated properly and show results to your skin that you've never seen before. So while some of your products may have all these ingredients, there's a potent level in serums, and you can find the one that targets your specific need. And so that's one of the biggest tricks I'm going to tell you that for beautiful looking skin is find a serum that targets what you're looking for.
Yeah, I haven't tried your serums yet, but I definitely want to because I love the moisturizer. I didn't realize that you should use a serum first, so this is good information.
It is, and a lot of people overlook this step. Serums are often a little pricier than a moisturizer, and they think, you know what, do I really need them? The answer is yes, because they contain high level of ingredients that'll target your specific needs. And some people have several different serums. You may have them for different needs, because if you were breaking out, you'd want to use something like a chemical peel or enzyme peel, whether it's glycolic or wild durian, and that would solve an occasional flare-up of acne. There are others that will contain peptides to promote collagen, and collagen is what firms the skin. Collagen cannot be absorbed by the skin. The molecule is too large. So what you want to do is use something like a peptide that will get the body to produce it itself. And so you look for serums that have these peptides in it, which is why I formulate with these ingredients. Now, after you've applied the serum, you want to jump to a moisturizer. Now, a moisturizer, I've had so many people say, well, you know what, I've got oily skin or combination skin, or I live in a humid climate or this, that, and the other. Whatever your arguments are, you must use a moisturizer. Moisturizers, first of all, will deliver all kinds of nutrients, but it'll help moisturize the skin. And it'll lock in moisture. So you want it to help seal in moisture. You want it to nourish the skin. And so there's a difference between humidity. There's a difference between oiliness of your skin and moisture. So a moisturizer is critical in the morning and again at night, no matter what your skin type. But if you have oily skin, don't get a heavy moisturizer. You can actually get one that'll work day and night. There's no need necessarily to have this heavy, heavy, heavy cream at night. Find one that works with your skin. As you've tried our Hydro Drench, it'll drench the skin, nourish the skin, and it's potent enough to be used day and night. So it's perfect.
It makes your skin feel really, really good. And it smells amazing. And it's really lightweight, too, which is
well,
nice.
You've hit several things. And yes, if it's properly formulated, it'll absorb into the skin and go to the lower layers where it's desperately needed. A lot of companies want to have an oily feel so people feel like it's hydrated and sits on the surface of the skin, and it's doing no good. It's actually harming the skin. And that's a whole other conversation because there are so many ingredients out there that can actually do the negative effect and negate the benefits you're trying to get from it. And I want to quickly jump to one more as we're talking about moisture. I'm going to tell you one thing people ask me all the time is, do I need an eye cream or can I use my moisturizer and eye cream? The area around your eyes, the eyelids, underneath your eyes, the crow's feet, that is a gentle, it's a thinner skin, it's a gentle area. Yet we want more actives there because we want to get rid of the crow's feet. We want to firm up the skin. That's probably where you see some of the signs of aging first. But you want to sit here and fight those wrinkles without irritating the eyes. So an eye cream is critical for everybody. So I'm going to tell you, let me repeat this. You've got to cleanse and exfoliate every day. You've got to remove makeup. No need for a toner. You use a serum to help with targeted solutions, moisturize your skin in the morning at night, and use an eye cream because it's going to help fight the wrinkles. It's designed specifically for the gentle eye area, and it's critical. So these simple steps are the basics that everybody must use. And when applying your eye cream, use your ring finger.
I've never used an eye cream, and let me tell you, I got some pretty severe crow's feet here. So, David, I'm going to be watching my mail. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, do, and all our listeners do the same. Check our website out and take a look, because an eye cream is critical to it. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out with true beauty expert David Pollack and the beautiful Lisa Davis on Radio MD. Stay beautiful.